All right, Barack Obama, talking about situation Sarah Palin and her daughter, said, do you have audio?
Sure do.
Okay, let's hear Barack Obama on the question of talking about Sarah Palin's daughter's pregnancy.
So let me be as clear as possible. I have said before, and I will repeat again, I think people's families are off limits, and people's children are especially off limits.
Good, nice. I mean, family says a little oversteering a little bit. You know, you got a brother involved in corruption, or there's self-dealing, or you got a, you know, the things can happen. And but children, I think, is right. Unless you push those children forward, and you know, and they start campaigning and doing Q&A and so on, I think the children should be off limits. And you know, you shouldn't investigate the children. Minor children being investigated by the media because mom or dad is a candidate is, should not happen. So here's what happened on CNN yesterday. Let's go to cut number one, Lloyd.
The rumors began, and what we started asking yesterday when we hit the ground running, and actually over the weekend, if anybody was able to confirm these rumors that this baby, this brand new baby that the governor just had recently, was that of her daughter's and not hers, and that she was trying to cover up this pregnancy. So we're investigating more, of course, about the family and the kids, and it really points out, well, the struggle that Governor Palin is going to have, not only as a mother, but also a political leader. If indeed she gets to the next level, she's going to see more criticism and a lot of people being tougher on her and her family.
Yeah, well, they're getting right into the investigation of the daughter here, the CNN reporter, and putting out this horrible rumor that the new baby, the Down syndrome baby, is in fact the daughter's baby and not the mom's baby. Totally false, totally ridiculous. And then investigating further into the daughter's life. So I reacted on CNN.
That first piece of attack journalism, Wolf, I got to speak to. We all praise Barack Obama, myself included, for saying do not use the case of this child to start to beat up Sarah Palin and to use this as an opportunity to make points for the Center for Reproductive Pregnancy. That was really out and out outrageous, and that should not happen on CNN.
You know it will. Bill, it will generate a discussion about
On the blogs.
It will generate a discussion over those who say abstinence only should be taught versus formal sex education, birth control pills, and all of that. And to have a discussion about those issues is totally appropriate.
Totally appropriate. Separate it from this context. That's the point. That's what Barack Obama said. Do not drag this girl's situation into having
but
a discussion of that.
But it's going to spark this discussion, a debate, which has been around for a long
fine.
Time.
Fine, and we'll get in it. I'll get in it. My wife will get in it. These are perfectly legitimate issues.
Well, what do you think?
She just
what
violated
you,
everything.
On.
We all praise Barack Obama.
But hold on. What do you think? Should abstinence only be taught, or should there be formal sex education taught in schools?
There should be formal sex education.
And you're a former Secretary of Education.
Absolutely, and I know the issues very well. What we should do is what's most effective. Abstinence education, I believe, the best programs are the most effective. But these are decisions that can be made at the state level. But that bit of advocacy has no place on CNN, and it's respectable journalism.
Am I hearing you say that should only be taught abstinence only?
States should make the decision, the kind of programs
local,
that they want to have.
Local and state.
Based on the research, because, based on what works.
Because her policy, her public statements has been that abstinence only is the way to go.
Well, abstinence advocates will say abstinence works every time it's tried. And they're absolutely right about that. And that is a very strong position. The distribution of condoms has been shown not to be effective. We've got study after study. You can have experts on. You can have Mrs. Bennett come on and do that. But can we separate it from the context of this girl's situation?
All right. So that was that. I got a ton of emails from y'all, and I appreciate that very much, supporting me. And it's a shame that right after playing Barack Obama's statement of let's lay off this girl, they have this reporter up in Alaska saying, we're pursuing every story about this family and this girl that we can. Just horrible journalism. And, you know, I was very angry. Okay, we'll be back. We got more news. We'll take your calls. Bill and Lane and Jeff and Mark and everybody. And an interesting parallel discussion took place on Fox while this was going on CNN. We'll be right back.